Hey there. Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox. That's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. The subject here is how to find the, scare quotes, right school.
Hello. Background. I'm 35 and have a successful military career. If I ultimately take the law school route to leave the military, my date to leave will coincide with the fall 2024 semester. I've committed to the decision of pursuing law school specifically for environmental law. Oh, Wait. It sounds like you're like not sure whether you're going to leave. Now it sounds like you are leaving and you're going to go into environmental law. That's oddly specific and seems different from your military career. But OK,
also, who's going to pay you to work in environmental law? The environment?
No. You're going to be working for the chemical companies that are trying to avoid regulations.
If you're going to make any money, then you're going to be working for the wrong team. Yeah.
Yeah.
So like what you're selling me is, and I'm sure that's not what Tani is really talking about. Tani is really talking about wanting to save the planet.
Yeah.
You're going to make very, very little money. It's going to be very hard for you to find a job.
Yeah.
But okay, go ahead.
There have been some episodes where discussion of tiers in national versus regional schools have been addressed. One episode discussed how in top schools at a national level, it is easy to be hired anywhere, yeah, whereas in regional schools, you might be pigeonholed to that local area due to networking while in school. Okay. Well, also, they just don't have as much of a reach, right? People don't know them.
Well, they just don't have prestige. I mean, if you go to Harvard, Stanford, Yale, then yeah, like the, what is it? NRDC, National Resources Defense Council. I mean, because that's the kind of person, that's the kind of lawyer who actually works on favor in the favor of the environment. It's like this super prestigious NRDC lawyer. And if you go to Harvard, Stanford, Yale, yeah, that's your best chance of getting that job. If you go to some random regional school, you're not getting that job.
Nope. I was completely ignorant about this until recently and did not consider that career prospects throughout the country may be impacted depending on where the degree was obtained.
Well, to be clear, there are very few schools where it's actually going to impact your employability throughout the country. Most schools, it's just not possible to get these kinds of these. I mean, you're talking about the job that every 21-year-old wants. You know, like there's so many of our students who kind of blindly think, oh, I'm going to go save the world by being a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, one of you is. Mm-hmm. The problem is there's 1,000 of you and you're all trying to get this one same job. So to get that job, you better go to Harvard, Stanford, Yale.
Yeah. And the rest of you are going to end up at a law firm or in a public defender's office doing regular legal work.
Or you're going to end up working for, yeah, ExxonMobil, doing environmental law on the other team.
Yep. Because you're an expert in that area and they're the ones who are willing to pay you that big salary. Okay. Yeah. I'm mostly considering schools with high-ranking environmental law programs without as much regard for their overall rank.
Huge mistake.
Yeah.
Wildly
that doesn't
misguided.
Matter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a completely naive approach? University of Vermont, for example, is tied for 4th in U.S. News rankings for their environmental law, yet ranked 168 overall.
Exclamation point.
Yeah. Would it be foolish for passing up an opportunity? Would I be foolish for passing up an opportunity to go to a T14 school like the University of Virginia in favor of University of Oregon simply because the environmental law program is ranked 9th at UO and only 26th at UVA? Yes. UVA is going to open so many more doors in environmental practice than the University of Oregon.
Yeah, I would completely ignore.
I'm not an employment expert, but I'm pretty confident in that assessment.
These bullshit specialty rankings. I mean, all they're doing is they're looking at the offerings at that school and they're saying, well, this school has a clinic in environmental law and this school has this special track that you can take 4 extra classes in environmental law. Meanwhile, the NRDC is at Stanford University trying to hire the best lawyer they can possibly hire. They don't give a fuck what dumb environmental law classes you took.
No, because that's not the key to future success in that field. It's you're a killer and you got into Stanford or you got into Yale or you got into Harvard. Yeah.
They want the best lawyer they can get. They don't care what clinic you did in environmental law. They want to know that you are smarter and harder working than the other lawyers on the other side. And the way they know that you're smarter and harder working is they go to Harvard, Stanford, Yale, the very best law school they possibly can, UVA. And you know, UVA, I think, has a reputation, doesn't it, Ben, as being kind of conservative? Like at UVA, they're not going to be like rah-rah teaching a whole hell of a lot of like, let's save the planet, you know, stop development kind of things.
Yeah, I don't know if actually they GMU has a conservative reputation. But even then, right, that's conservative within the legal field at the higher ranked schools, which is still...
Yeah.
Whatever
it just doesn't matter. If you're a killer, you're a killer. And the big time like impact litigation or policy kinds of jobs that you want to go to the very best law school you can. You want to go to the top law schools if you're trying to get these super prestigious jobs. I mean, I would love to know what kinds of outcomes, you know, University of Vermont, with their fourth in environmental law. I just want to know what kinds of jobs those kids are getting. I'm open to the possibility that I'm totally wrong. And it could be that University of Vermont is this amazing pipeline straight to these great environmental jobs.
Yeah.
That's possible.
Please tell us. But
that's possible. I just don't think it's true. My hypothesis is strongly in favor of the other side. If somebody shows me evidence, I will happily change my mind on that and I will own it on the podcast and say I was absolutely wrong. But until I see that evidence, I'm just going to say, who gives a shit? You're ranked 168th in the country. You admit people with bad LSATs and bad undergraduate GPAs. People with bad LSATs and bad undergraduate GPAs are not going to become like super impactful lawyers.
We generally don't care about rankings below some number, but boy, 168, like you almost have to try to get down there.
I mean, you can just like the thing that really matters is, again, the LSAT and GPA profile at that school. I guarantee that the LSAT and GPA of the kids that they admit at University of Vermont is low.
Yeah.
And that means something. That just means that those people are not going to be badasses in the courtroom. They're going to run up against the Harvard, Yale, Stanford lawyers who are working for LSAT for ExxonMobil, making $500,000 a year or $1 million a year or $10 million a year. And they're going to get fucking smoked in the courtroom by people who are some combination of more talented and harder working.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't care what clinic you took at University of Vermont. It's just not going to win in the courtroom.
I am just curious. I'm pulling up their 509.
It's going to be low. Their median LSAT's going to be like 152.
154. Yeah. And their 25th is 149 and their 75th is 158. And their GPA is 3.36.
Yeah. So it's people who did like mediocre in undergrad and then mediocre on the LSAT. Why do we think that those people are going to go change the world in environmental law, especially when the moneyed interests are so stacked up on the other side?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Again, like if you want to tell me, no, absolutely, these people go get these great prestigious jobs in the environment and do great work, then I'm open to that evidence. But I will not believe that that evidence exists until I see it. Thanks for writing in, Tani. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.